Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Filthy Casuals is brought to you by blogtyrant.com. If you've got a website and you want more people to look at it, go to blogtyrant.com for advice on how to increase the amount of eyeballs on your website. Blogtyrant.com. They're helping us out, so give them a look. On this episode of Filthy Casuals, we're joined by comedian Demi Lardner. We talk about Civ 6 and spooky games. Enjoy this episode.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Daslow. You've also got this guy,
Adam Knox, the cool one.
And you've also got this guy,
Ben Vanel, the other cool one. We're all cool.
Yep. Oh boy. And we have a guest today. She's been harassing us on Twitter. We had to get her back in here.
That's how it works, guys. Harass us on Twitter. And you'll be...
It's Demi Lardner.
Yeah, it's me, the Rachel of the group.
I was almost tempted to never have you on the show again because I like the idea of you just being our full-time internet troll.
Yep.
You tweet us about once a week saying, get me back on this fucking thing.
Yeah. I think it really brings my... I don't think I'm that aggressive on the internet except purely through Twitter to you cunts.
Well, you come up on this show a lot because you do listen every week and you're very forthcoming with your feedback.
So, that is so polite, Tommy. I'm needed.
So I'm constantly bringing up things that you've said in passing to me about this show and about the three of us.
Yeah. Now we get to do it for real.
I haven't told these guys about some of the stuff that you say about them.
Oh, my God.
Let's air grievances.
No.
No, let's do it. Let's all be open.
Oh,
the internet's going to be open and flooded and everyone's going to see our emails one day.
Oh, fuck. Black Mirror.
WikiLeaks. Julian Assange.
Yeah. What have you been playing, Demi? Because usually when you come on here...
I thought you were actually going to do it.
Yeah, I want to hear the grievances. Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a joke.
Yeah, but I can't... Demi has nothing... I can think of something if you want.
Yeah,
please do.
You should buy better shoes, probably.
How does that come across on a podcast?
Well, I do mention it every week.
Literally.
Quite easily, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Should we do a fashion report for Demi?
Let's do it. The last time we did it with a woman on, we all felt real
last
weird.
Last time really, we did it with a woman.
I felt extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, because wasn't it? It was with Jen Fricker, and we were recording in my bedroom as well.
Yeah.
It just felt really uncool.
And we went through us three first, and it was like, oh, this is such a fun segment. And then Jen was like,
do
well,
me.
Actually, I feel a bit... weird now.
Yeah.
You're like, fucking talk about your clothes.
Oh, you're a fucking 10 out of 10. Like, totally. If you wanted me to fuck you, I would fuck you in a second. That's my character.
The highest compliment that a woman can
Okay,
get.
Demi, what do you got? Let's start from the bottom.
Yep,
you got a black pair of shoes on. What are they, Converse?
Yes.
Are they leather?
Rubber Converse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
rubber
great.
Ones. I bought them so I wouldn't have to wear gummies.
Mm. Then you got some...
Gummy Converses would fall apart very quickly. Not gumboots. Gummy like the food. Not food. Like lolly.
Like one of my staple foods.
What kind of pants would you call them?
They're trackies, but when I buy adult clothes, these are adult pants, friends, just so you know. When I buy adult clothes, I have to sew them so that they fit.
Right, you have to take them in.
Yeah, so these were fucking huge and they were a double XS.
Great.
So,
oh, wow.
There we go. I'm little.
Then you got a little...
That's like exactly the inverse of the size I wear.
Then you got a t-shirt on there. It's kind of very pale pink.
Yes.
It's a baby pink.
Yeah.
I would call it. That's like what you would dress a literal baby up in.
Yeah.
A little gay baby.
Well, he doesn't have to. You don't know, though, so you've got to make sure they're comfortable with whatever they turn out.
Isn't that
to
why
be.
You dress them in yellow, though?
Yeah.
Isn't that the baby colour?
Pink was originally a boy's colour.
Really?
Yeah.
They swapped in the early 1900s for some reason.
And the name Agatha, I think, was a boy's name. There's a lot of weird shit going on back then.
Hey, gender's fluid, baby.
Hey, if anyone knows that, it's this little boy.
And so you got a beanie on as well, that kind of also... the same colour as the T-shirt. Yeah. Is that deliberate?
Who knows?
Woke up like
I
this.
I did. I slept over at Naomi and Mark's house, and now I'm Mark. We drew a tattoo on me that's the same as Mark Bonanno's tattoo and sent a picture to him of us in bed together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a Batman, for anybody wondering.
It's a Batman.
Yeah.
Batman symbol. Mm. John Batman.
You've got
founder of the great city of Melbourne.
Yeah.
That'd be
yeah.
fantastic. That'd be a great tattoo to have, like, a big spotlight
yeah.
with a silhouette of John Batman.
Yes!
That's great.
That is good.
But, I'll get it.
Edit that out.
But you'd have to spend your whole... Wait, edit it out so no one else can get it instead?
So no one else races to the tattoo parlor midway through.
Because they're
going to
make so much money off having that tattoo.
I'm going to do it.
It doesn't matter.
But you just spend your whole life explaining it, because it's not like it's just a silhouette of a man. It's not. No one's going to look at it and go, oh,
exactly.
I'd know that dome anywhere. Yeah. That's John Batman.
Yeah.
And it's a double thing where you get to talk about your tattoo and a little bit of Melbourne history. Every day.
Yeah, sounds glorious. Yeah.
Sounds fun. Did you know that Melbourne was originally going to be called Batmania? Where are you all going?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Or like a suburb was or something like
that. I think it was Melbourne, yeah.
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 After Matthew Flinders. He was a crazy Batman fan.
What's on that badge? You're wearing a badge I can't see.
It's
Vote Trump.
Badge.
That's weird.
It's a little badge of fat man titties with a iron burn on them.
Nice.
That I drew. Oh. I designed it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wearing your own merch around.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, the shit. End. Since we're doing a fashion report, I just noticed your sandals match your T-shirt.
Yeah, kinda.
That's fucking awesome.
Not really.
Nah, they both got stripes, and that's all you need. Similar patterns.
Sure.
Hey. Look. Now,
good boy.
Now, was that deliberate, Tommy? Go on a limb
no,
and say no.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Yeah, I put them on. I actually thought, but, you know, I'm kind of hungover. Mm-hmm. And just the thought of putting on socks and lacing up shoes, I just...
Too much for you.
Couldn't do it today, Ben. Wow. I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
caught a flight home from Perth on Sunday night wearing the slides with socks.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of objectionable looks on a Tiger flight from Perth.
Wow.
Where do they get off judging what I'm wearing?
Granted, I have my dick out, but...
And I was on the school bus and it was my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's just the women.
Demi, what have you been playing? Normally when you come on, we check in on where you're at with just wandering around in the wasteland of Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting fucking chairs on the top of buildings or whatever the fuck it is that you do with that game.
Yeah, that's
you
kind
just
of all...
play a goblin in those games that like, fucks with people's possessions in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's it.
That's great.
I've just been killing a lot of cunts. What did I get? I started Far Harbor. So I've been shooting those big old crabbies, huh?
Far Harbor.
Far Harbor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Far Harbor.
Far Harbor.
Far Harbor.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good.
Yeah, I like old Longfellow because he just fucking sings behind you and I'm like, what are you doing, cunt? Mm-hmm. And just attack him.
Actually,
he's good.
So this is like the DLC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the many DLCs.
I haven't heard anything about it. Did people respond to it?
I think people like it.
Ones,
yeah.
Right?
Like there's Nuka World.
There's four things.
But then there's little ones that add little like, ones to the building like, stuff. And
yeah.
Seem
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, there's apparently... Bart wants me to... Really badly wants me to play... I think it's the Machinist or something.
Yeah.
Mechanist. I don't know. But you make your own like Mr. Handy robots and these fighting robots and shit. And it sounds cool, but I can't. Not be fucked.
Yeah.
God, that guy. I'm sick of this. Fucking. And also, I genuinely hate my character's voice. I wish I'd been a lady at the start of it. Like, that's my biggest regret is not being a lady because his voice.
Kind of bad, isn't he?
I fucking hate it. It's so annoying and everything. And also, I just can't get it right. What's like every single thing that I did with the Institute, I would like, I'd choose a thing like, like, there's all the options, and I'd be like, where's my son? And he'd be like, where the fuck's my son, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
I just fucked everything up. I let all these gorillas loose, and they started murdering people.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Did you see that? And I went into VATS, so it was in slow motion. I'm shooting all these gorillas screaming, Harambe, not again. It was so fucked. I can't do anything right in the game. Everything's so aggressive.
The Institute is, I don't think it's a good... storyline. I think it's the worst one.
Yeah, it's the worst one, but I also like, I get really weirdly invested in video games morally, and I'm like, I mean, they're a good chance of survival. They're just shitty to synths. Hopefully I can make them not be shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
I get really upset when characters get upset with me in the games.
Man, what the fuck's been with, like, in the last 12 months, the amount of robo-racism in like, the story games? There's been so many heavy-handed, really missing the mark. They're racist, man, but it's towards robots this time.
Yeah.
Oh,
Fuck off, microwave.
Oh, and if they were people, like, that's kind of what happens in the real world.
Except worse and real, and this is kind of minimalizing that.
Yeah.
That's everything.
How great would it be if in, like, Mafia 3 he was a robot as well? Like, in the 60s.
Kind of is.
Just always make them robots so we don't really have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you think the main character in Fallout is a synth? That's what people say.
There's I don't know. Where he has the dream about the unicorn halfway through. Bit of a Blade Runner reference for you there.
Blade Runner
Ridley
sucked.
Scott. Blade Runner, I mean. I barely know her. Bye. Kaboom.
Nox, you're a robot that's malfunctioning.
I barely know her.
I have no qualms with being racist to you, you fucking fat idiot. Demi, we should get your take on this. It's all we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
The Nintendo Switch.
Oh, my God!
We talked about it last week and how we all stayed up until 1 a.m. to watch the announcement. Yeah. I particularly found it very hard because I was in a good sleeping pattern at the time.
Oh, you brag.
You have the sleeping cycle of a fucking bridge troll, so it was kind of like your midday when that was on. So
but
you
like
were...
a hot bridge troll, right?
Like a slutty one.
Like, no, but not like a massive slut, but just like pretty enough that everyone wants to fuck me under my bridge.
What are you? You're into it, right?
Oh my god, I want to use it to grind all my skin off. It's so like I want it to fucking ruin my life. I love it. So, oh god, I haven't even touched one yet, but I would kill a human to have one right now.
I've touched one. If you know what I mean.
What? Nox?
Oh, you said that you would kill a person.
I would kill a person. Yeah.
Switch, like,
I want to use it to cave in my own skull. I just want it right now.
Well,
so bad.
This is it. We don't know. We need the tech specs so we can know if it's even capable of caving in a human skull.
It might bounce right off.
Made out of Teflon. We don't know.
You assume they want it to be lighter than an object that would get heavy to hold at some point.
Yeah, I reckon that's one of the conversations they have is, will someone be murdered with one of these consoles?
Well, you can slide a little axe attachment into the side. But it doesn't have a D-pad anymore. It's four buttons.
Yeah, that should have been in the reveal trailer. People taking a break from killing each other with axes to slide the axe attachment onto the
Nintendo Switch. Well, you'd only get 3 hours of killing someone with it, really.
That's true.
I was just in Perth for a few days, and I was thinking, like, man, you know, Nintendo Switch, you know, it would be fun, play on the flight over there and, you know, have it in Perth and play some games. But at the same time, like, I bet if it was, you know, a year from now or whatever, and I had one, there'd be every chance I'd just take it over with me and never even take it out of the backpack.
Yeah.
You know, this is the thing.
I think I will play it forever once I get it.
Well, because you play...
I swear to God.
You've got a lot of big plans for it.
You play... You're a 3DS fan, right, Demi? Like, you play it a
lot? I really love handheld boys, but, like, this is... everything that I like, if it turns out to be what it looks like it is, it's everything I've ever wanted.
Well, because you also love Skyrim.
Is Skyrim not?
They just made that as like a, we're going to put something on here. But
that's a shame.
Not specifically developing Skyrim, but it probably means that it probably means Skyrim's going to come to it. They're going to keep releasing it.
Well, there was such a positive response to it. Bethesda would be stupid to not do it.
Maybe they were just testing the waters. Like, it might not actually be fully... Like, if it had come out and people had been like, ugh, Skyrim, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't have bothered.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought. It was weird that, like, it's a five-year-old game and they're using that to promote. And then, like, two of the other games were ones that were on the Wii U already.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sort of stuff... That's the only thing I'm really worried about with this is, like, will it have a bunch of shit on it? Or will it be like the Wii U where nothing kind of shows up? which would be a shame.
Yeah.
Mm, like my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, but then he was driving the bus.
Get on the bus.
Father, I barely know.
I've just realised, Demi, your hair, you've put a bit of blonde in your hair in recent
months. We're circling back around to the fashion
report. Yeah,
finish the fashion
report. Your hair kind of looks like Link from Legend of Zelda. Was that deliberate because you love video games so much?
I am playing Ocarina right now.
Oh, really?
I'm going back through it. But even if I didn't have this, people would still be calling me Link and Pinocchio and Peter Pan.
Pinocchio?
It's
every little boy.
It's every little weird fucking boy.
River Phoenix from Stand By Me.
River Phoenix? Did he's dead, right?
He dead.
He dead.
He dead. Is he dead from drugs?
Take me to the river.
What do they call them? Not Spaceballs. Speedballs.
Speedballs. At the Viper Room.
Dead from Spaceballs. Just watched it too many times.
Too hard. Yeah,
his brain collapsed.
That junk candy, man.
That's interesting that you say you've been playing a lot of Ocarina of Time. I've been playing a lot of the Skin Ocarina lately.
Fuck.
Real fun.
Wow.
Ocarina, I barely know of. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
What were you trying to say, Demi?
I don't know. No idea. I always look like a little boy. So no, that wasn't intentional, but yep. I do kind of like feeling like Link. I don't know. I feel like I'm more of a navvy.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah,
that's why we're friends. I'm always walking around. I'm getting lost. You just appear and give me a hint on how to get to the next stage.
Hey, why don't you fucking talk to Saria? She knows shit. She's a fucking sage now, you little blonde cunt.
Hey, pay your phone bill. It's about to get disconnected. My phone did get disconnected yesterday.
Did it? What?
Is there anything that makes you feel like more of a bum than having your phone cut off?
Oh, wow.
It's the worst adult feeling.
I can't. That's never happened to me.
Yeah, really? Same. You've never paid a phone bill late?
No.
I always pay late.
Yeah.
But I never get cut off.
My phone is the only bill I have set up for direct debit.
Right.
Because all the others I know I can go like, my power, I didn't know I was meant to pay it. I'm just a widow.
Yeah.
Hodges had a burner for 2 years because that's how long he hasn't paid his phone bill for.
Wow, he's really holding out.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
2 years is not a burner anymore.
Exactly.
I went and got KFC. By the way, there's a KFC at the end of Bend Street. I think we've talked about it.
Yes.
I made my first
walking past there before. Now everyone's bloody jumping on me on Facebook. I didn't go in there. Didn't go into the KFC.
You were just in front.
Nobody believes me, and they're all making fun of my stride. I look like I'm striding out the front of a KFC.
You do love a good stride, though.
I've got long legs. I'm a walking man.
It's true. You stand up straight, you have a good stride.
Yeah, I got a good posture.
You've got good posture. I've got to fix my posture. Yeah. It's no good.
Mm. It's real important.
I know.
Yeah.
I
guess
you fix mine as well.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how you do it.
You got to pretend that there's a string attached to your neck.
Yeah.
Your head, not your neck. You'll die if it's...
There's a rope attached to your neck.
So you always
you
shut
a pussy and you crack.
And then you kick out the stool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, Brooks was here.
Strange fruit.
Fix your posture forever. I went to the KFC and I used a bit of the free Wi-Fi in there.
Yep.
And then I got kicked off because you only get 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
I didn't know that. I guess I've never spent more than 15 minutes in a KFC.
You haven't had a disconnected phone where you've needed to use the free. Needing the free Wi-Fi at a place, that's grim.
Yeah.
At a place that just offers it as a common courtesy.
Yeah.
Like that being your only access to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
That's a fucking sad moment in a person's life.
Yeah. I used to live in my car when I was a kid, when I was like 16 in Adelaide, and I just used to like park around near my school so I could go in the morning. This is grim, but I'm not sad. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I used to like park near my school so I could use the showers and stuff in the morning. And I used to just drive to McDonald's for like 5 hours every night so I could use their Wi-Fi.
Part of that is that you were 16 when there was Wi-Fi at McDonald's. Yeah. That's the scary
that's
part of it.
It's grim for us.
Yeah. I don't know whether you know, but I'm
when
young.
I was going to McDonald's, they still had racist names for the burgers.
What?
I'm not that old.
so that never
when,
happened.
Yeah.
We're old enough to remember when women weren't allowed in McDonald's.
I love this alternate history where McDonald's was like...
run by the KKK. Yeah.
The worst place in the world.
Order a quarter pounder. No Jews. I don't know why that makes me laugh. Oh. Funny.
I feel like...
chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
What happened to this show?
That's the thing. We think it, but you say it, Desolate. You got the fucking guts.
I've just got no filter. I say whatever pops into my head.
And that's great. That's why we love you, babe.
Have you been playing anything else lately?
Lately, I...
There's something about this whites-only McDonald's that really made me laugh, and I don't know why.
You know what that, you like, think? Back in the 50s, every single one was whites-only.
Everyone, yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't they?
But if McDonald's was still doing it up until, like, 20 years ago. Yeah.
They had the Happy Meal and, like, Transformers toys. Snatch them off an Asian kid. I don't know what... It's not funny.
It is funny.
It is good. Yeah. It's a great thing, and we should do it.
Robots are people, too. And we shouldn't be racist towards the mechanical apartheid. Deus Ex, you fucking shitty game.
It's weird being like in KFC, and it's like it's so weird that there's a chain where it's like the guy who invented this thing, his face is just all over food that you're eating.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, KFC is way more likely to be racist because of that Colonel dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
is that a thing?
I read up on it a while ago.
Yeah,
because I was like, surely he owned plantations.
Yeah,
apparently he didn't, but there's...
He didn't own plantations. He was alive in the 70s.
Yeah.
But his family, though?
Yeah, there's
like the Sanders is beforehand, right. No, yeah, he was a 20th century man.
He looks like...
Yeah, he's taken chicken back for the white man.
The Burger King. Yeah. He is racist. That Burger King. He's also a oligarch. Is that what they're called?
Monarch?
Monarch, yeah. Yeah. Wait, like, what's an oligarch? Negative,
I'm just trying to use a big word. Mm. Like Geoffrey Chaucer.
My cousin put a photo of his kid on Facebook, and the kid is on like a lying on a blanket thing. But the blanket kind of looks like the Confederate flag.
Oh.
It made me laugh a lot. Just this like 6-month-old baby that's like... Just, you know...
No, I've made my mind up.
Yeah. A racist baby is very fun.
It's traditional.
Oh, boy.
It's genetic.
Anyway. What are we talking about?
Did you answer my question?
What did you ask?
Can I have 50 bucks? have you been playing other stuff lately?
Oh, I think I have, but you know how I just remember... I forget big portions of my own life.
Yes.
I feel like I have been playing games, but I don't know what they are.
Right.
Yeah. So, sorry.
The end.
What about you, Benjamin? You said you'd fucking fucked around with some fucking games before.
I fucking did. I got Civ 6, Civilization 6.
What is it like?
Sid
you
Meier's.
Know, Civilization, yes. Yeah. Yep. Sid Meier.
Yep.
Meier.
Is it Meier?
John Meier.
I
Your say body's
John
a wonderland.
John Mayer's Civilization 6. What's it like? Smooth.
I think Civ 5 was a big reason that I dropped out of uni. It was Civ 5, Kanye, and the fact that I hated uni.
Yeah. Sid Meier is a bad influence.
I would play it. I reckon the longest I played it was like 14 hours straight.
Yeah, I used to play Civ 2 like that. I just like through high school basically, which is why I did poorly in high school. and Civ 5 is probably my favorite one.
Civ 5 was amazing.
What do you do in these games? Is it a bit like, it's a top down thing. It kind of looks like, I know nothing about it. It looks a bit like SimCity kind of thing.
Oh, it's
very cool.
Sim Nation.
It's turn based. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you get a settler and like a warrior at the start. It's like a grid, movement grid. So it's like hex
hexagons.
Spaces.
Hexes, yeah.
Yeah. And basically you start with a settler and a warrior. The settler builds a city. The city produces units and buildings. You try to make more settlers to make more cities, interconnect them, build roads. Other civilizations doing the same thing. You can deal with them diplomatically or with the military. And that is like this most simple way of explaining a very complicated game.
It's yeah, but it's real fucking cool. Yep. I think I've really sucked at it, but it's...
I don't think I'm great at it, yeah.
It's, I think it's really, I don't know, but it's really cool as well because every time you play it, it kind of randomly generates the map of the world that you have. Right, so it's got like weird shaped countries that don't exist. It's really cool.
And this one, right, has the like the geographical stuff affects it more than any of the others in the past, right?
Is this one is pretty much totally different. So they were all quite similar up until the fifth one. There were some minor changes with 4 and 5. But this sixth one is like, it's totally different. They've changed a lot about the game. They've like increased the influence of religion in the game.
Ooh.
And yeah, like the physical spaces will have things on them. And in the past it was like, oh, there's woods so that you get more production. Or there's like a fish so you have more food.
There's one fish over here.
We're saved.
But this, and this one, it's like this, for people who play it and who haven't played this one yet, you don't build like roads and stuff anymore. Like I used to build a lot of workers and automate them, and they'd start building roads, connecting the cities, and harvest things. This now there's builders, and you just like move them to one square, and they build a thing.
Right.
So I'm still, I've only played it for a couple of days. I'm still coming to grips with it. But
yeah,
it's
con fruiterer.
There's one con fruiterer on this square, so you get a couple of days
you
worth
get a
of
couple
fruit.
Days.
Yeah. One con.
But yeah, like it's really different to 5, and I don't know if I like it yet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But really... you don't think... That doesn't mean that you think you hate it. You're just not sure either way.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm good at it yet, which is the problem. Okay. Yeah. So I can't really judge it.
But, I used to play it on... I had Steam on my Mac... My MacBook, and that is not a game that you can play Civ on, but I, like, relentlessly just... Yeah. It was the fucking worst. Everything looked terrible and took forever to do anything, but I was like, I have to play it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do my bloody philosophy.
Yeah.
It was good.
And with Civ, it's like, it's turn-based, but once you start meeting other civilizations, their turns are automated, but you have to wait for them to finish.
Yeah.
So if you've seen everyone, it's like you're sitting there for ages, it's like... All right, come on, next turn, next turn. And on a slow computer, that'd be fucking the worst.
who's Sid? Was it Sid Meier?
Yeah, he's a game designer.
Yeah, right. He designed SimCity and I think The Sims as well. Like he's the Sim guy.
The Sims.
No, wait, that's Will Wright. I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
No, Sid Meier did Railroad Tycoon as
Will
well.
Wrong.
Yeah, he did...
Or maybe that's someone else. That's Chris someone.
Fucking hell. No. You've come out on the front foot here.
What Sid Meier's definitely done Civilization. I'm going to...
Yeah.
He did a
it's
golf
Sid
one.
It's Sid Meier's Civilization.
Yeah.
He did it. Yeah, I know the one with his name on it. That's all I have to know.
What is he... I don't like this attaching his name to the start of all his games.
It is
I'm not into
weird.
It.
This is like maybe apocryphal.
Shigeru Miyamoto's Nintendogs.
Apparently...
Robin
Williams
I haven't fed them in
was
ages.
Really into the first Civilization or one of the early games.
Right. Yeah.
Robin
Williams.
And he told Sid Meier, like, you should throw your name on here.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently it's Robin Williams' idea.
Yeah. There was a piece on, I think, Polygon a while back about that. We must have read the same one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a priest in the game, and it's fantastic.
What is happening?
How do you?
Do you reckon when Sid Meier's called him, and when Robin Williams answered the phone, he went, good morning to Sid Meier's?
You've called the Girl Scouts of America.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, he designed a bunch of games and they're all good. And apparently he's like a good dude as well.
Sid Meier?
Yeah.
How does that get out? He did Spore as well.
No, that's Peter Molyneux, isn't it?
No, that's not Peter Molyneux for sure.
Okay,
But like Robin Williams liked Spore.
I'd love it if Sid you Meier. Stopped throwing out wrong facts that none of us can correct either.
Nor do we care.
Motherfucker, I care. And so I'm going to go into the corner here, go use the McDonald's Wi-Fi, and Google Sid Meier.
Sid Meier.
It's coming up.
Now, what else has happened this week? There's been Titanfall 2.
Pirates, he did.
Oh, can't
oh my
please.
God.
He did do a game called Railroads.
Oh, he did?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He did Railroads.
I wish you wouldn't railroad this conversation with your false facts.
Sim Golf.
I killed the railroad, Sid and Meier's it was really... It hurt action. My feelings when I had to take down Tinker Tom, because he was a good
service.
Bloke. Shot him in the fucking head.
NATO commander, F-19 stealth fighter.
Oh, my
solo
God. Player.
I'm into this.
Red Storm Rising, Railroad Tycoon. There it is.
Oh.
F-117A Nighthawk.
Do you guys ever play... Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I liked it too. I liked when
it's
you
fine.
Would, yeah. It's fine. When you would just play, when you would just make a roller coaster that was basically a death ramp.
Oh, yeah.
You would just like not finish them.
Yeah.
Who designed that, Noxie?
Jeff Dunham.
Okay. Wait.
Wait.
Dead terrorist guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you were saying other stuff this week.
Titanfall 2, big old flop.
Well, so, like, I'm going to get that. I actually am interested in that.
Yeah.
And it might be one of those things they think where it, like, it's... Flop is a weird word because, like, things need to launch with such a fucking huge fervor around them to be considered a success immediately. And, like, most games aren't designed to be like movies where you see it for 2 hours, you know? Like, it's meant to last a year.
Sure.
You know? So, I think that's unfair to call it a flop. But it is weird that they fucking threw it. No, but it's not. It's like Time or whatever. Some fucking newspaper. I think The Age had some article about it being a flop.
Yeah.
Someone posted that.
But I just think it... We, like, read a lot of video game media and...
Yeah.
Not all feels, of us.
It feels like it hasn't been a big success.
Yeah, maybe not. And like in terms of, but like, it's weird to say whether or not something's a success the second it comes out, you know?
Well, I mean, also the first one wasn't a success.
No, and that wasn't helped by it being like pushed on the Xbox One, which nobody had bought at that time as well.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. I think this one looks good. A lot of people are saying good things about the single player part of it, which
I'd
be interested in.
To be fair, I've only read positive reviews for it.
Yeah.
So it's not that. It's more like culturally it isn't catching on.
Oh, totally. And they fucking threw it right after Battlefield 1 and right before Call of Duty, which are both clearly going to do better.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, a regular listener who's a friend of mine, Chuck, who has posed some questions to us in the past. He messaged me just before saying, yeah, it's so weird for a company to bring out two very big games so close to each other.
Yeah.
And especially since, like, he was wondering if Titanfall, its lack of success is to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
He was wondering, you know, like, what is the strategy behind that between having your two biggest releases? Yeah. His theory was that it's to do with trying to take down Call of Duty, perhaps.
Right. So they're going to split the player base, but hopefully draw them away
just
from Call
such
of Duty.
A big, double-barreled shotgun blast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Like, I feel like... Well, no, I don't even feel like it. It has been the case that Call of Duty's been getting less and less popular every year anyway.
Sure.
Battlefield's really good, too. I like it a lot.
Yeah,
so. There was something else I was going to fucking say about Titanfall.
Yeah.
I could have just thought instead of taking up time saying that.
Yep.
No, keep going. Keep treading water.
What was it? Oh, yeah. It's got one of the worst ads I've ever seen.
What does?
Titanfall.
A trailer for Titanfall 2.
Oh.
It's fucking garbage. If you want to take a second to watch it, it's genuinely worth it so we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's all watch. People love it when we do this. Let's all watch this bit out this time. No, let's not.
No, we're not going to. Let's commentate it. This is what I got really drunk last night with Naomi Higgins while we were in a movie theater, and that was us just yelling the whole time, being like, his fucking cape's wonky.
I remember we.
When I say we, it was just me, and she hated it.
Everyone else was joining in, yelling at the movie, going, "Shut up, you dumb girl!" Oh, so much fun.
Okay,
so that's generous.
It's the live action one, whichever that is. It's got a song behind it that's like a redone version of a. It'll be within the last week.
Oh, okay. I'll put live action.
Yeah, I think it might even be called.
Who
like
created this game?
EA and like the people who used to make Call of Duty back in the day.
Yeah, right.
Sid Meier.
Oh, this is only going to come through this.
I never played Call of
Duty. Okay, well, you need to make it loud.
It's recording. It didn't record us talking over the video.
What?
Because we switched to the video.
But I had that great fucking ding dong line.
Oh, yeah. Demi called whoever okayed it a ding dong. Yeah. And we're back up to go watch that trailer. It's terrible.
So that we had that trailer. The Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Yeah, it was for this one, and it was a year ago or something, though.
Yeah, fuck, and that was bad as well.
That was another... It was Space Oddity, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was before David Bowie had died, or was it afterwards? Maybe it was at
E3
or
something.
No,
it was right after.
Yeah, it was too, yeah.
Yuck.
Fuck. It was, yeah, man. It's...
Wait, yuck to what? Bowie dying?
No, just to Bowie. I just, ew. He's fucking dead now. It probably smells.
He was already gross because he was so old.
He was fucking 100. I never liked Bowie. Whatever.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's, like, obviously he's great, and I'm glad that people took great things away from him and his expression and stuff, but I don't love him, and I also think that he did some pretty shitty things.
Yeah,
like, maybe. Fucked that real young girl.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know,
it's not great.
I'm going to go on the record. I don't approve of that.
Don't approve of that either, but do you have to separate the artist from their art?
Yeah, but even then, I don't give a fuck about his art, really.
Well,
he's got a couple. I'm like, it's a David Bowie song. That's cool. I do have a lyric from a song that he sang in tattooed on my body.
Yeah.
but it's not.
I would get anything tattooed on my body.
I literally would. Yeah. But it's
you've
not
got Freddie Mercury right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. And it's a Freddie Mercury lyric. It's not a Bowie lyric. So.
Yeah, which one is
right.
it?
It's...
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
The only kind lyric, of a lyric you ever sung that wasn't actually words.
I know.
Get up, up, up,
up. Let's get Benedict from his apartment.
My favorite part is when he's doing that stuff, but then he just says burlap. It's really, it's so weird. It's the only actual word he says in any of that flopping around.
Yeah.
And it's burlap.
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 We've
all said it.
I'm the scat man.
Because someone just in his ear was like, "What's your favorite type of sack?"
Burlap.
Burlap.
Imagine having to separate the artist from their deeds. In the case of Scatman John, that would be hard to do.
Yeah, he did.
I don't. What did he do?
Terrible.
It came out that he'd done some awful things.
What?
Really?
Wait, what did he do?
He didn't do anything. I mean, we don't know. He might have.
Oh.
Yeah, they call him Scatman for his jazz singing voice.
don't make people feel bad about their fetishes, Knox.
I'm not.
We don't make fun of you for being...
Oh, yeah? What am I?
Fucking idiot.
Yes!
That's my fetish.
Never make fun of you for that.
Every time Knox says something kind of stupid, he just comes in his pants. It's just pants are always full of cum.
I think you could be racist towards robots. Oh.
Wait, so Ben, you said before maybe we should talk about scary games that we've played.
Yeah, it is. It's Halloween week. It was Halloween yesterday.
Mm. Yeah.
And you
you'd
Thomas,
almost say it was too late to talk about it, but here we go.
It's not like us to be late on some kind of video game related.
Yeah.
That's true.
News story.
It's scary how behind the times this is.
Oh, done.
Yeah. Well, you boys love Resident Evil. Do you like Resident Evil, Demi?
I have not played. I've only seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I think the only proper kind of scary horror game that I've ever played is Amnesia.
Right. Because I've been reading about that. But I'm a scaredy cat, so I don't really play them.
I actually couldn't play it alone.
Yeah.
It was because I think I just have really high levels of empathy. Like, I just feel really deeply. Like, it just, it is like a little spooky when you're on your own. But as you play it, it gets less and less scary.
Right.
But it kind of evens out with like how disturbing it is. And that's kind of really cool.
Oh.
There's some real weird fucked shit that you start encountering after the like, blah, and there's a really cool... Water levels are always my least favorite fucking thing that there's ever been.
Yeah. I think
hates water levels.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
and bosses. I don't enjoy bosses.
Yeah, bosses are like bosses. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bosses for me are cool because a lot of times it's like it's the game kind of showing off a bit of graphical ability.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, and it's usually some like new mechanic or whatever that they're doing.
Yeah,
just for a little
bit,
which would be nice.
Yeah, I just did the other like 2 days ago. I was into the bit in Ocarina when you're in the fire temple, I think, and the dragon comes out of the floor and it has all those different holes and it's coming out of and in. I just couldn't stop fucking laughing because the name of it sounds like a word for a pussy. Like it's so.
What's it called?
It's I'm gonna
the vagina.
It's yeah.
Snatch.
It's called the big cunt dragon. It's like
ultra gash. Accidentally, I used the word. Oh, this is so bad. As a joke, I used the word slit to someone.
And they fucking
context where like I thought we were just trying to say like the worst thing, and it was too far.
Yeah.
For American listeners, like we say cunt pretty.
Yeah.
Haphazardly, like pretty loosely here. Mm.
Yeah.
They listen to the show. I think they've worked that out.
Yeah.
But like slit in this country, I would say, is definitely in that context.
Slit's our cunt.
More, yeah, totally.
Guys, Slit is our cunt, to be fair.
Slit is no good.
Guys, yeah. The dragon... Wait, do you want to read it? Do you want to read the name?
Yeah.
Look at it.
Sid Meier. Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Volvagia.
It's called Volvagia. That sounds like somewhere you get bumps on it. That sounds like a disease.
What?
It's like thrush.
I can't, like, hey, I want to take a break. I've got Volvagia.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, I got to get some cream for this Volvagia.
Fucking hell.
But can I just read out what Debbie Googled to get this, by the way?
Yeah.
She typed in, Draphon name, Icarina of Time.
I don't have time to correct the things I do.
Draphon name.
Draphon name. Wait, don't go into my history.
No, that would be amazing if that
it's
came
all
out.
Volvagia.
You know how those things will come out where it's like, you know, this guy's been doing this for 30 years and people only just worked it out. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's often in regards to, like, references of things in pop culture or whatever. If it came out that the makers of Zelda all these years, every boss is named after a name for genitalia. And we've only just worked it out. Breath of the Wild is the tipping point where, like, the final boss is literally just called, like, pussy.
It's called, the game is called Queef. Yeah. The Wild is the pussy.
Breath of the Wild is the queef.
I'm going to Google Zelda bosses just while you guys talk.
I'm going to Google queefing just while you guys do that.
I feel like I was saying something about amnesia, but it's also not important.
Yeah.
But real quick.
It's funny that you forgot.
I remember what you were going to say, so we can...
Okay, but my last three searches on Google, just so you guys know, was Draphon name Icarina of Time, Tom from MySpace, and Justice Never Dies, which I think is something from a video game, but I can't...
Justice Never Dies.
Somebody says it, and
it's... like a bad James Bond...
It's Justin. Like...
It sounds like a Jack Reacher movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Never Stop, Never Giving Up. Wait, the new Jack Reacher?
Justice Never Dies?
No, it's called, like, Never Go Back.
Never Go Back, never go back. Which I was going to see that.
They should have marketed it with, once you go Jack, you never go back.
But the way you said that sounds like you've been pissed off about it for weeks.
Yes! And I've had no one to say it to.
By the way... Every one of these sounds like it could be a pussy.
Oh, really? Okay.
These are all Ocarina of Time ones. Queen Goma, that's a little bit like Queen Goma down there. King Dodongo, that sounds more like a penis.
Yeah, it does.
Baronade, that doesn't sound like anything.
No.
Ganon also doesn't sound like anything. All right, here we go.
Can I put Ganon?
Wait, I've got a Jack Reacher thing that I just thought of. They should have called it Jack Reacher Round 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, Round 2. Yeah.
Then you get Reach Around in there.
That's really
that's good.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's good.
Someone hire us.
Just real quick.
To give them a Reach Around.
Yeah.
More for Bongo Bongo, Twin Rover, Ganondorf, Ganon. No, they don't really.
No.
It's Overwatch, just so you guys know.
Overwatch.
Yeah.
Justice never dies.
It's some stupid thing.
They yell the same thing over and over again.
Does one of them say that when he kills someone, right?
It's a lady, actually.
Oh, wow.
I said, does one of them say that when they kill someone?
No, you fucking didn't, and it's recorded.
Go back and check the tape. I'm pretty sure you'll find I said, like I always do.
Demi, you were talking about the water level in Amnesia.
The water level. So the water levels in everything are the fucking worst. But one, it's really, really cool and so terrifying because anytime you step in the water, it's the only invisible monster. It knows where you are when you step in the water or if you get in the water. And there's floating boxes and stuff. Some of them are too far away. But, like, if you're standing on one, I figured out, like, you can pick one up and, like, make your own bridge.
Oh, wow.
And, like, walk along them.
Nice.
But there are bits where there is no way for you to get to the next part without, like, getting in the water. Fuck. And you just hear these huge splashing footsteps and see them coming for you in the water. There are bits where you, like, find dead bodies and stuff and you just, like, rip some meat off them and chuck it and throw it to a different part of the water and the monster's like, and, like, runs at it.
Oh, man.
So you can get through. It's fucking terrifying.
That's great.
And it's a really, really good water level.
Yeah.
It's a real it's invisible great. Monster. Robot racism.
Great.
Scary games. I played a bit more of Inside before I went to Perth.
Sure.
And that fucking...
Yeah, it's got some spooky bits.
That water troll thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is scary as shit.
Yep. Yeah. Another good water level.
The whole thing's... Very creepy. Like
The
whole
great atmosphere.
Tone and vibe of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bit like Earth. Great atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, ours has got a bloody hole in the ozone layer.
Uh-oh.
Got sunburnt the other day. Now that's terrifying.
Is that what's bugging Ben for this week?
Yes.
I got sunburned.
Yeah, please put a house in the ozone layer.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's the voice you do when you say what's bugging Ben.
Yeah.
Knox. That was way different to what I thought it would sound like, by the way. When I started doing that voice, it came out extremely different.
You, Knox, have played Alien Isolation.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, fuck, I really want to play that.
I find that good. Real scary.
It's like $8 these days as well.
Really?
Yeah,
it didn't go well. Critically, it did not get good reviews.
I thought it was really underrated.
I thought it was fucking great. The aesthetic, the design, and the tension.
Mm.
It looks incredible. It's so good. Do the best future version of the 70s that I've ever seen.
Yep.
Like, you know how people do that like retro sci-fi in the future thing?
Mm.
You know what I mean? They do that really well.
That's cool.
The alien felt great to like toy with.
Yeah.
Be toyed with by, you know?
Ooh.
Like, let me explain a little further.
Mm.
You think one mouth is good. Baby, this thing's got two mouths. Imagine what that could do to your... your vulvagia.
Yes.
Everything in those things looks like dicks anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's that
intentionally.
Giga guy.
Yeah. H.R. Giga, he did, but he was
gross.
You know how much like everything looks like a dick and a pussy in the movie?
Yeah.
That's after they asked him to tone it down. He showed them all of his designs and stuff, and they were like, "It's just dicks and pussies." And
he's called it vulvagia. People will get this too much.
It's great.
Fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love. I don't know if we've talked about it on this podcast, but fuck, the Alien movies are good.
The first
it's
two
Alien is my favorite movie of all time.
The first one is fantastic, much like Terminator, and then the second one is like pretty good still, but a different tone of movie.
Well, Terminator 2 is better than Terminator 1.
Aliens is worse than Alien, and Terminator 2 is almost as good as Terminator 1, but in a different way.
Mm. I think Aliens is great, but I love Alien so fucking much.
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
Oh, you should watch them.
They're actually genuinely like the
Have
first
you really?
One especially.
You really not seen them?
I've not seen them.
Oh, man, we should watch it.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Are they rebooting Alien now, or are they doing another sequel?
They've called it a sequel. Alien Covenant. Apparently, it was going to be Prometheus 2, and then they changed the name to Alien.
Oh, wait, I've seen Prometheus, but that doesn't really count, does it?
Prometheus is no
bullshit.
Good.
It sucks.
And apparently, Ridley Scott said it's separate. Like, it's a separate planet. It's kind of meant to be separate.
I think, because he changed his fucking story so much. It was like, it's the same universe, but it's not. It's a different universe. It's in the past. It's before Alien, even though their computers are fucking a million light years better.
Yep.
It's just stupid.
And it looks like the same, like the space jockey thing from Alien.
Yeah,
like,
you've almost got to do like a James Bondy sort of thing where it's like, they're all a little different.
Tommy looks so fucking bored.
I'm just really hungover. I'm struggling.
Yeah, okay, all right, sorry.
That is a funny thing about the Bond universe where, why isn't anyone ever pointing out that he looks like that he's blonde now? Like that he looks fucking different.
There's some theory that James Bond is a code name, but that's not true because then his parents were in like Skyfall or something.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
Skyfall.
Skyfall. Armadale. Skyfall.
She's so charming, girl. She's lovely. A little working class accent. Oh.
There's
a fire starting me out. Well, it's just a fever pitch and it's bringing me out.
Set fire
accident.
To the rain. Watch it burn.
Theme song from Underbelly Razor. See, I remember that's the first time I ever heard Adele.
Oh,
is because it was on some ad for Underbelly Razor.
What, Rolling in the Deep?
Yeah, I think it was Rolling in the Deep.
Good song.
Yeah.
Rolling in the fucking deep.
You'll be rolling in the deep if you don't get away from you fucking little scumbag. You tiny little Shropshire bullshit. Vulvagia.
Reminds me of one of my favourite ever like joke Twitter accounts was Adele's ex. Where it was, when that first album came out and it was all about an ex-boyfriend and, someone had done a Twitter account of like, here's my side of the story and just like,
Yeah, it's good.
She, Adele thought fish didn't exist. Like, it was just all facts about her that were very bad. They're all increasingly stupid.
That's great.
That's my contribution. Good night.
Go back to sleep.
Nearly. Nearly no, I had thought a thought. But yeah, I should watch Alien. Alien's one of the long list of films that are...
Yeah.
I've never seen a James Bond, and I don't care to.
Really?
Yeah, you can... It's fine. You're all right.
It just doesn't seem like... Yeah.
I feel like perhaps we've talked about it on here, but I do not get, like, anytime they announce info about a new one, it seems like or a new trailer will come out, a lot of people on my feed on social media jizz their little panties over it. And I just don't... I'm always surprised that there's that many people out there that give a fuck about the James Bond. Like,
yeah,
go and see it. But yeah, I know people who are like, oh my God, the new trailer's coming out tomorrow. It's like, I just don't get why it's a franchise
these
that
days,
people get so worked up over.
These days, people seem to get more worked up in the negative. People are like, James Bond used to be good and now you've changed it too much. It was never
good. I don't think it was ever good.
They've done that with every iteration of James Bond as well.
Yeah. I think it's also because it's like, it's such a like inconsistent franchise. Like,
yeah,
like everyone loved Skyfall, and then
Skyfall,
and then what was the most recent one? Spectre,
Casino Royale,
Hannibal Lecter, shaving a haircut.
Spectre, I hardly know her.
Now you're talking my sandwich.
Yeah, have a banana. What's the? Oh fuck! Every time
color of a 2 cent piece. Yuppa.
Every time a new James Bond gets announced and stuff, I'm gonna keep doing it. I always think like, oh, I'm about to see a lot of watch ads on billboards.
Yeah.
Totally. Like that's all I think.
What beer's James Bond into this?
Yeah,
time?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yuck.
Oh, he's drinking a Chang.
Oh,
exotic. Yeah, not into it. Don't care. Boring.
Like that fourth Mission Impossible was the best James Bond movie there's ever been.
Ghost Protocol?
Ghost Protocol was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You ever see that one? You not like it?
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, the fourth one.
Mish Poss.
The one with the
Ghost Protocol.
The Dubai building.
Yeah. Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. Tom Cruise
dun,
is back.
Dun,
what's
dun,
up for this
dun,
one?
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
That would be great if the Mission Impossible franchise took that on, getting a different artist to do the theme song every time, but all they're doing is just scatting.
Right. Limp Bizkit did the Mission Impossible theme song once.
They did for Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
Mm. I think I've seen Mission Impossible 1 and 2.
2 is the worst by far.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. When's he hanging from the roof? When's that?
That's one.
Yeah, that was fucking alright, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, fuck. Fucking
liked that a lot.
Fuck you doing up there, you crazy.
Oh fuck, that cunt's suspended like nobody's business. That's bullshit. I couldn't do that.
Oh great. I was about to.
This will be furious.
Was it a
sets the alarm off? Yeah, it's fucking me trying to sneak cake out of the fridge. The fucking Nisso gets a load of it, then I'm in the fucking doghouse.
It's like me bloody getting home at 3 a.m. from the pub. I went up with the boys.
I was about to say Mission Impossible doing stand up, which tells you that I think his name in the movie is.
It's not Mission Impossible. It's Tom Cruise. Yeah,
I would love that if they like rebooted a beloved thing, like they bring it back and they just get one detail massively wrong.
Yeah,
like,
it's me, like, the Naked Gun.
We're having fun.
We are doing that too.
Do we have any like sort of messages or emails that we want to
read?
Got a message for you. Horse racing's a fucking disgrace.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it? We're recording this on Melbourne Cup Day.
Yeah, it's 3 p.m.
This is the first time I've ever not done something for the Cup.
Oh, really? I rarely do anything.
I just always end up with someone having a barbecue that I can go to. But no one did, and I'm, you know what, quite happy to not be taking part.
They used to make us watch it on TV in school in South Australia. Yeah. It was very weird. Yeah. I didn't really know what was going on.
The race that stops a nation.
Yeah, I remember being
ridiculous
forced to
now because now we've got a public holiday for the grand final as well, which takes place the day before the grand final.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
a month later, you've got
go to doggies!
Just run around a track.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked.
In like 10 years, we'll have like, oi, fucking Barry's going to do a backflip on Tuesday. We're getting the day off.
Yeah, it'll be a public holiday every time we release one of these podcasts.
Yeah. So every 4 weeks.
Yeah. It'll be a day of mourning.
Yeah.
We're bad. That's my point.
A day of good morning video games.
Oh, mm.
I like it.
Wow.
Aaron tweeted in. Aaron Cook.
Mm.
At Aaron Cook 14. Hope he's not 14 years old.
Why? Have you fucked him?
Maybe he was born in 1914. Maybe that.
I hope it's that.
Yeah.
He asks, or she...
Hurry the fuck up. What are you doing?
I really
feel like we need to pad this episode out.
We've been going for 52 minutes. There's no need to draw this out.
I'm having a great time and I want to go for another 50.
Yeah. What video game or series of video games would make the best TV show?
Well, they're making a, what's his name? Klonoa?
What?
That little cat thing.
Yeah,
Klonoa. Platform video games. They're making an anime of him.
Right.
We fair. It was a vacuum, guys. It was a vacuum.
It was a vacuum.
I don't know when we'll edit back in, but we took a break because we... Three of us could hear a loud noise and we got spooked by what it was.
Yeah.
And then we opened Ben's door and we discovered that it was very clearly just someone vacuuming in another room.
Yeah.
It, but it sounds like a tone or something. Yeah. Like every
but
time
all of us don't really know what the sound of a vacuum is.
Oh, it's a drill.
But it kind of... But
I think someone's after me.
We all were like dogs in that moment.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But it did kind of make me think of, like, you know, at the start of, like, War of the Worlds and stuff.
Yes.
Where, like, yeah. That's what it made me think of.
Before the president comes on the TV or whatever. Yeah. President Trump, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm willing to announce my support now.
Okay.
Hopefully he gets those robots out of this country.
You're just climbing aboard the ship as it's sinking already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get one ticket for the Titanic, please.
Hey, that look good. Can I jam with you guys? video games that would make a good TV series. It's crazy that there's not... they talk about it all the time, but like Zelda would really lend itself to a series or
they
something.
They did a cartoon in like the late 80s.
Oh, sure, but but it was like a crappy... and weirdly Americanized.
I don't know, because Zelda, to me, like the story has never been interesting. Like... there isn't one, really.
It's never been interesting.
No.
Kakariko?
Kakariko, my ass. Kakariko sounds like a vagina name to me.
Good grief.
Kaka in the Rico, yeah.
Like, if you're going to do a
Monlon
like
Ranch? Malin?
Death Mountain?
Ganondorf?
Gerudo Valley?
I think they should make a TV series out of NBA Live.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Get it to play for about 6 months of the year or however long basketball
lasts.
I don't know a huge amount about basketball.
What about what about The Witcher? Because The Witcher
might be better.
What about?
The Witcher was books originally
in
Poland.
Yeah.
That could be all right, but it'd be Game of Thrones. So
Harry Potter. The Simpsons. It's weird that we haven't had any Simpsons video games for a little while.
For a little bit.
They were churning them out. They were churning them out pretty regularly.
There's those mobile phone ones, like you tapped it, but I don't think.
It's weird they'd make money. Like, it's weird maybe people can make money out of a thing and they just choose not to. The Simpsons is like the most merchandised thing of all time.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Myers Bart Simulator.
Now that.
Anki boards.
There was one called Virtual Bart. I don't know what that was.
I like Virtual Bart. Virtual Bart was all... It was like Bart's Nightmare as well. Oh, the Super Nintendo Simpsons games where you
play... Is that like one of those undressing games where you click his top to see his tits? Do you remember those? They were fucked where you would like... It would be Misty from Pokemon and you just click on her crop top and then take her shorts off and you're like, there's Misty's pussy. End of game.
No. What is that?
Crook.
Oh, fuck. Man.
Well, that's a great insight into the sexual development of young Demi Lovato playing a flash undressing Misty game. Like,
oh boy! Did you guys ever go on Habbo Hotel?
No,
I used to get scammed a lot.
What'd you get scammed out of?
Of course you did.
All my Fernie.
Or your what?
Fernie. It's the Habbo Hotel word for furniture. Oh. Used to buy like cool furniture and be like, hey, come to my room.
I thought you said Furby, like someone in real life.
Out of my Furby. Yeah, stole my Furby and was like, this is because of Habbo, you cunt. Ran away. Oh, boy.
It's hard to, like, what games have good writers? Like, the Far Cry series?
That's kind of why I said Zelda, because anything that's got like a great story already, it's like, well, it's already got a great story. Like, I don't want to see a series of it. I want to play that as a game. Like, Uncharted, for example. Whereas Zelda, it's not like the most deepest full-on story, but I think it would be cool to take the elements that are there and just take those characters and turn it in and, you know, have people sit down and turn it into a...
Yeah.
Convert it into a show.
Yeah, not a live-action show. Imagine a live-action Zelda.
That's when I was a kid, I always would wish that there was a like a Mario and a Zelda, like an anime of them. Like a Japanese, like... There's a couple of Sonic, like, Japanese cartoons.
Oh, there's a Western Sonic a few years ago.
Sonic Boom is
There were two Western Sonic cartoons airing at the same time, weirdly enough. One of them was like, based on the comics, and it was, like, a deep kind of like ongoing story.
Right.
And then the other one was the one that Urkel is the voice of him. I think Urkel was maybe the voice of him in both of them. But the other one was like the one that's like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Yeah,
with
right.
Robotnik's weird little robots that aren't in the video games and stuff.
Any of the like LucasArts adventure games could make like a good animated series.
Oh, like
series,
a Monkey
probably.
Island could be cool.
Yeah. I love Monkey Island. Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah.
Grim Fandango would be, you know, a fun little short series. What about Downton Abbey?
Wait.
Wait, isn't that already a TV show?
Guess yeah, it was a good idea.
What's a movie that hasn't gone the other way into a video game that would be good?
Oh.
My Dinner with Andre. What feelings do you want to have now? Me upset.
Open world, what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, oh my God.
Go to Mum's house.
You just
set it on fire.
Set on fire. Mum burn.
Fuck.
Like there's like a dream sequence where you remember your dad killing himself in the basement. Like there's
you get to play through that.
You just watch and you go, aw, the end.
Yeah, cool.
Have
any of you ever seen Max Payne, the movie?
No, but I liked playing Max Payne.
Yeah, I liked the game and I'm interested because it's Matt Damon, isn't it?
No, it's Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
That's
Mark
real
Wahlberg's
funny
Max
for
Payne.
Some reason.
Yeah. I only played the third one. That was really fun.
Yeah,
cool.
The third one was different to the first two as well in like tone, but I liked all of them still. Yeah.
What was the one where there's a bit where you're like in some really fucking weird, like just dark black void and you're walking along blood splatters.
That's in one. Yeah. That's in one.
While like a baby is screaming.
Yeah. You're remembering the death of your child at the hands of a drug, like
that
a cartoonish drug guy.
Yeah.
Who's on something called Valhalla or I think the drug is called. Right. And
Witness
it's like
me.
That fucking like super, you know, drug scare idea of what drugs are. Like you take it and you go crazy.
Yeah, well, like basically what a video game developer who's never done drugs thinks drugs is.
But it was deliberately because it was meant to be like over the top film noir stuff, like comic books,
right?
Like, and so it was all deliberately like this corrupt senator and you know all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so
like
I remember
like
the drug...
Sin City.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and all this and it could have been a cool Sin City type movie, but I think they made it like a pretty normal action movie. I've never seen it, but like. The drug people in that, I remember specifically, they would always crouch in the corner and go like, the flesh. And if you've ever seen like someone actually on drugs, like, oh yeah, you're just fucking boring, you douche.
Yeah,
cool, man. Oh, that you're talking for a long time.
There's a bit of that in GTA 5. There's that mission where I can't remember which one you're playing as, but you take a pill and then all of a sudden you see aliens. Yeah.
No, you smoke a joint. It's Michael smokes a joint and then there's aliens everywhere.
Yeah. It does not make sense.
No.
But what happens is you talk about Alien and the hungover guy in the room doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Wait, did you smoke a joint before this podcast?
Was it any day of the week, baby?
Oh, my God. Yeah. hey, what do you think would be a good alien, not for Tommy because he doesn't give a fuck, but what do you guys think would be a good alien tattoo? I really want one.
Can I would still like to participate.
Well, you can't.
Well there's the Weyland-Yutani logo.
No, I think logos generally are a little too, like...
You don't want to do a logo tattoo?
I don't really, yeah. And also a logo
having a logo as a tattoo would be fucking absurd.
I'm fucked. I think also because logos are usually very set in their shape, and if you move...
Oh, yeah.
Which is also why I'm a little bit like, oh, I'm a dummy for getting like the album cover on my ribs because it like will change shape when I breathe. It's weird. But what were you going to say, Tommy?
Well, and the thing with logos as well is that it's too much of the thing of like, you wouldn't get it unless you've seen it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really care about people getting, like when people ask why I got tattoos, I'm just like, it's personal, but it's actually because I don't give a fuck to talk to them about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, I feel like the logo stuff is people like, if they recognize it, they think they've got an instant connection with you.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I don't want to connect with people.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
It shouldn't be a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I don't want. That's why I really like fucking stupid tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking, you know what would be sick?
What?
As an alien tattoo. Get a tattoo of the face of the dude who was inside of the original alien costume.
Oh, shit.
That'd be badass.
That is good.
That would be great. Yeah. Yeah. He's he was like what was his fucking name?
He was a giant man, wasn't he? He was like 6 foot.
Well,
10.
He was big and lanky, like the alien was.
Yeah.
It's like Rodrigo or something.
He was. I think he was African.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
you guys know there was a real skull in that in the face of the xenomorph.
Really?
Yeah, apparently there there was a legit skull in there.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
How'd this get in here?
this is maybe it's too cutesy, but I came home from a trip to do some comedy, and I walked into my room, and there was a Liam had cut out the xenomorph when he's in the vents, and he's about to kill no one, Tommy.
Yeah, but like the I don't want to spoil it.
It's like
it
no, it's like you
when
know
he's
when
he's going to kill Tom Skerritt, the captain.
He's going to kill Dallas. So he and it's just you see a flash of the xenomorph going like this with its hands which looks kind of funny.
Yeah,
but like he just like spent hours cutting out like black paper and silver paper and putting like its face above my door.
Oh wow!
But I like walked into my room and I think I was about to take a selfie and be like I'm home and like just I saw it in my phone and was like
officer.
Fucking hell! Like, it was so weird.
Oh man.
That's anyway, good. You can cut that out.
No, that's a nice story. Your stalker Liam did that.
Yeah.
We're done.
Have we got anything else? I think we should.
No.
We're getting pretty close to wrapping this up, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'd rather say something better than that shit story I just told.
Well, it's up to you.
Oh,
end
God.
It now. End it now.
Oh, we should mention that we're sponsored once again by the good folks over at blogtyrant.com.
The friendly folks at blogtyrant.com,
Chipping into our coffers to allow us to play more video games.
Yeah, and
it's working a treat for me so far.
I played Civ 6. So.
I haven't played a goddamn, but I'm going to buy Titanfall 2 with that money.
Nice. Blogtyrant.com, if you have a website and you want more people to come look at it, go to blogtyrant.com and they'll tell you how to get some more peeps there.
Yeah.
It's important. Not worth making a website and no one's going to look at it.
Yeah.
My website, platereviews.com, isn't doing that well.
That's good SEO. If anyone looks up plate reviews, they're going straight to you.
Yeah. Do you think if you go to that website, it just says, get three cunts to plug it at the end of their podcast? Like, that's one of the tips.
Definitely not.
That it gives.
Rule number one.
You're going to look up
video games podcast that says cunt a bunch.
Cunt a bunch. Can that be our band?
That's another Zelda villain.
Are you looking up plate reviews?
Platereviews.com.
The review for every plate is, it's a fucking plate.
No, the review for everyone is, it's fine if it's your website.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a valid.
It's taking a while to load.
What if the plate's got a big hole in it? That wouldn't be fine.
Well, that wouldn't be a plate. That'd be a disc.
He's got me there.
Oh, God.
It's not loading.
It's probably not a real website. But anyway.
So thanks to them.
Blogtyrant.com.
Ben, give us the socials.
At FilthyCastPod on Twitter. Just give us a tweet if you want us to talk about something. It's the most direct way, and it's the way we can kind of go filter through the questions the easiest. Filthy Casuals on Facebook, filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com, and that's about it. PayPal.me/filthypod if you'd like to donate to this little podcast.
Excellent.
Once again, that's paypal.me/filthypod. Is that correct?
A nice clear one. Yes, it is.
Demi and I are doing stand up at PAX on Friday.
Oh, fuck, we are too. Come to that. I'm not sure at all what I'm going to say.
Neither.
It's all going to be about Skyrim, I think.
Everything I've come up with so far is bad.
So that's not just this gig.
Yay. Me dad was there.
You've got, Demi, you've got your own podcast, We Are Not Doctors.
Called We Are Not Doctors. I do it with Bart Freeband. It's real fun and fucked. It's pretty fucked. Like, but like good fucked, you know.
It's
like,
so fucked.
Yeah.
So
DemiLardner.com. At DemiLardner. On everything.
Playreviews.com.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Keep messaging us. Keep, leave reviews on iTunes and do all that stuff. Share the pod around. And as we always say here at the end of Filthy Casuals.
And Robot Apartheid. Taking a stand.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.